Monrepeau on Bundaberg's coast in Queensland is the most important breeding site for loggerhead turtles in the South Pacific. But this turtle season, the heatwave conditions are cutting short the lives of many of the hatchlings. Jess Lodge reports.
Life is proving tough for the baby turtles at the Monrepeau rookery on the Bundaberg coast.
They can't sweat, they can't pant. So they've got no mechanism for cooling like we have. And so if they encounter very hot sand, they just simply heat up. They slow down, and that's the end for them.
Monrepeau chief scientist Dr. Col Limpus says record temperatures on the beach are proving fatal.
Sand temperatures in the middle of the day on the top of the sand, up to 75 degrees. I mean, this is too hot to walk on and things like that. And that heat conducts down to where the eggs are. The eggs are about 50, 60 centimetres below. And so we're now getting temperatures in that sort of 33, 34 degree range, which is approaching the lethal level for the incubation. Eggs are going to not hatch as well. We'll have fewer hatchlings being produced. But the other thing we're seeing now is that as the hatchlings are coming up, that really hot sand near the surface is overheating them. They're becoming heat stressed. We're seeing a lot of turtles dying, little hatchlings dying in the nest, or dying as they're trying to run across the beach.
Park rangers, scientists and volunteers have desperately been trying to save as many as they can. Kathy Gatley is the Monrepeau ranger in charge.
At night, you know, people coming down to see nests, they might see, rather than a full clutch of hatchlings emerging, they might see, just a part clutch emerging. But, you know, we're still getting a lot of nests where we're getting full clutches out and really good successes. So they might be nests that have natural shade of a tree over them on the dune area as well. But yes, I had a nest the other night where we had hatchlings that died in the nest due to the heat. So that's always hard and sad to see.
She says they've also erected shade shelters in the dunes and they've been working through the night to relocate nests.
At the moment, any turtle that comes ashore and nests, we're relocating those eggs back into a shade shelter. Whereas in the past, we would only relocate the eggs if they were down low in danger of being flooded, and that's when we'd move them up to a higher spot.
Col Limpus is hopeful the shaded shelters will save another 300 clutches before the season ends.
By putting the shade over the sand, we're dropping the surface sand temperature by about 30 degrees, and that'll translate down to a few degrees cooler down with the eggs.
Scientists have been working at Monrepeau for almost 50 years, where an estimated 200,000 turtle eggs are laid each season. But the extreme heat this summer is a new challenge.
Jess Lodge with that report.